there, everyone, all you great people managers and pod leaders out there. So today's conversation is going to be about giving development feedback. So last night I was with a group of really talented folks from Capital One, and we were talking about, man, is it hard sometimes to give development feedback? And we don't want it to come off as an opinion. We want to make sure that it's really grounded. And so the conversation veered into some of the great work that's been shared across the company recently about radical candor and how that can help you ensure that the feedback that you can give is timely, helpful, and really is connected to the work that individuals are doing to get better. And what I would say is feedback, we hear the term, oh, feedback is a gift, and it is. And I think the gift of feedback is that making sure you're catching people doing things right as often as you're catching opportunities and bringing those to light in a way that can be meaningful to the associate. So, I want you to think for a minute, how intentional are you as a people leader or a pod leader with your feedback? And what type of process do you have to ensure that that's being done on a regular, consistent basis? And it recognizes both the achievements, wins, no matter how small, as well as the adjustments that people can be making when they're trying to perform at a high level. Now, a lot of times, honestly, we get caught up in the day-to-day, all the results, all the meetings, all the emails. And this kind of stuff really goes by the wayside. And when that does, I'm calling out that we're actually not doing our job. I think all of that is very important, but ultimately our success as leaders rests in our people being fully equipped with every ounce of support and honesty that we can bring to the conversation. So, in my view, I see feedback as timely and honest and helpful. And it's the honest part that I think we get stuck on because we have this fear of not wanting to be feeling. But in effect, when we're not being honest, we're really not doing them a favor. And I think we all know that. But easy to say, hard to do. So here are some tips that might be helpful to you as you're thinking about how do I engage in an intentional feedback process within my pod, within my team, with people managers, if I'm a pod leader, and people don't report to me, how am I being intentional about connecting with those people managers, and vice versa, how are the people managers being intentional about connecting with pod leaders? So, a couple of things that I do to help me keep that top of mind. The one I set up a reminder in my Outlook to ensure I'm catching people doing something right throughout the week. Like, am I sending them an e-card? Am I giving them an e-button? Am I just, giving them an IM after a call that I've listened to the way they presented and done something particularly well? And doing the same thing, if there's something that they could tweak, so to speak, that might be helpful to improve the effectiveness. And the way I couch that is, for example, hey, John, when you said X on the call, the impact of that to me was Y. And I was struck by the idea that if you did this, whatever this is, in this way, my feeling on that comment would have been totally different. And so I think, you know, you're giving timely feedback, you're being honest to your own feelings, not an opinion, and you're giving them some helpful information about what they might do in the future to align it. You're not making them bad or wrong or kind of diminishing their being or how they've shown up, but you're simply giving that helpful timely feedback. And it can be just as easy as that. So I just offer to not be afraid of giving development feedback, but practicing with yourself on how you would deliver it and how you would own the way whatever activity had an impact on you and own that. And I think that really helps remove the kind of sting of I'm right, you're wrong, kind of more up them or dominant, coordinated conversation, and really keeps everybody on a more equal playing field and gives people great information on things they might want to consider going forward. So that's my thought of the day around how to have those, what I'll say, difficult conversations with associates. And just a sub note, I know we get stuck on, I hear a lot, you know, oh, we need training on difficult conversations. Well, here's a secret here. If you are having ongoing feedback sharing, both the positive and the opportunities, then guess what? You don't have a lot of difficult conversations because you're actually handling things as they come up. They're small enough, they're bite-sized, that people can actually absorb them and do something about them or not. And it's really showing that you're doing this out of care for their future and wanting to do all you can to ensure their success. But knowing at the end, their success is in their hands. So there's a lot of support out there, but ultimately we all create our own success. So just a little thought as I close today. And listen, I really appreciate you tuning in. I hope these hints are helpful. And again, just an open opportunity for anyone who would like to do a short podcast yourself and share some of the things that you're learning about being a pod leader and or a people manager. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.